Dejus, that actually would have been really funny.
I'm not Dejus.
If you would turn on your face cam.
I'm not Dejus.
I don't give a shit.
See, guys, I'm gonna quit Rumble Pack. I'm at the end of my rope.
Cinnamunch, if you could kill one of us, who would it be?
You.
Cinnamunch, do you want to work for Rumble Pack?
Yes. Leave her asking. Fired.
Quit the podcast.
You know what?
You're a guest
now.
Fine.
Fine. I will, and I'll never come back.
YouTube.
YouTube.
Yeah. You and I have beef. I just need to start off the episode by saying you and I have beef.
Why?
With who?
All right. Did you see? Okay, you played Poppy Playtime, right?
Yeah.
Did you see my stream at all?
Oh, actually, I did, and I saw you looked at my stream. Go though.
Do you know how mad I am? You didn't get the lion. You played through like 3/4 of the game, and you knew, or like a fourth of the game, and you knew that something was supposed to be chasing you, dude. And you were like, "Oh, I think there's something to be chasing me right now, but I'm not getting it." Yeah. I was struggling with that part so bad. I was like, "You know what? I'm gonna go on button on stream and see how he beat it." Have to beat it. You know how mad I was?
I ended up quitting the game
yeah, because of how crashed out I was that you didn't get the lion.
I didn't get Yarnaby. Yeah, use their name, by the way.
That's
it's Yarnaby.
Yarnaby.
If you're
going to
be a true Poppy Playtime fan.
I'm not a fan of the game, dude. I was mad. I was angry. I was actively mad. I quit the game. I wasn't going to finish it. That's how upset I was. And if I end up, dude, I was this close. I might even like next stream. I might not even play the game. I'm just going to watch your playthrough on stream.
Smart.
And pretend. I'm going to put my face game over yours.
I want to comment real quick.
No, I quit. I was mad.
I love how how much has fallen in this production. We have Anna's cam is her playing with her cat. Bundun's cam is him playing Melee. Pear's cam is him playing Melee. C-Dot's building Legos. And Cinnamunch is here.
So Johnny,
we haven't even introduced our guest.
Johnny, everyone already knows I'm going to be boring. They're just playing other things right now. They're getting preoccupied.
Guys, we have so much brain rot. We have so much Subway Surfers like in our vicinity right now. I feel bad that I don't have anything. Like, am I supposed to play with this shadow? Like
every week,
wait,
I'm trying to do something every single week.
Cinnamunch, for real. Hello. Who are you? What's your deal?
Who am I?
Introduce yourself.
Sorry. Wait, let me stim real quick. Wait, guys. We need to. Everybody, vocal stim. Everybody, vocal stim.
Dude.
Oh, just me.
Cinnamunch, tell us about yourself.
Dude, I got the thing.
Tell us about yourself, Cinnamunch.
Okay. What am I listening to?
I hear some Subway Surfers.
Subway Surfers?
Dano. Dano.
Tell us about yourself.
Cinnamunch, tell us about yourself.
Oh, okay. Well, hi. this is so weird.
Tell us about yourself.
Hello, I'm Cinnamunch. I'm a PNG tuber. I think that's all that really matters. I make Has Been Hotel sing-along videos.
No! I lost. Sorry. All right, well, Cinnamunch, here's the real question. Are you ever going to do a face reveal?
You know what?
Dano, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to come to your house. I'm going to kill you. Dano, I do not care. I do not care. I do not care.
Huh?
For legal reasons, that's a joke.
I'm sorry. Oh, Bundun, you weren't here last week. I feel... All right, so basically... So basically, Dejus, he refused to tell us if he would do a face reveal. We had to ask him like 20 times in the episode. So, Dejus... Cinnamunch, you have already dodged the question once. I'm going to ask you again.
Oh, okay.
Is a face reveal in the cards? Do you think?
You know, I have a weird answer to this because my answer is almost exactly the same as Dejus's. I was planning on face revealing on television if I ever do get on it.
You're going to do it on television?
Right. You said that to me as well. Sorry, so that's straight together.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. What TV show? And then, like, would you face reveal?
I would.
Would you tell the people on TV that you're Cinnamunch?
Oh, dude, I would be like, yeah, I'm the guy. You know me, right? I make the Has Been Hotel sing along videos. But no, I would love to do.
And the crowd goes silent.
Who said that?
Cool. No, I'd love to do. Like, I've applied for Survivor twice, interestingly enough. I've applied
dude, low-key, me too. I should do that.
They looked at your PNG tuber. It's like, he's not surviving.
Like Survivor, do they?
Guys, look at me. Wait,
no
do you think
shot.
I'd be good on Survivor?
I think, you know what? I think all YouTubers probably are like, they've already given like a death sentence. If the day Survivor, YouTuber wins Survivor, I don't know what I'll do. I'll strap myself to a pig and jump off a building.
I think you'd have a better chance if the show was called Prey.
Mm. What does that mean?
Prey?
You look like an animal of prey. You're like you're not the hunter, you're the hunted.
He's calling
you know what? I might be into this. I'm gonna be honest. That might be the type of
forest being YouTubers are just being in a forest hunted by like blue collar workers, dude.
To be fair, it's the rabbit mask. It's the rat like that's just
see.
Like
ooh, there you go.
I'm giving off pheromones.
Like a moose during hunting season type vibes.
Did you just say you're giving off
Yeah, you know. Continues. No, I didn't say that. You're weird.
So anyway, Dejus, I noticed you have a mask. Sorry.
Dejus?
I don't care about your real name. I noticed you have a mask on your character.
Would you mind
like
telling
an
us?
Illusion to
wait.
A potential face reveal in the future?
Would you mind telling us what the point of the mask is?
What the point of
that's a good
facts.
Question. That's a good question.
The lore, the deep
I know you don't care, but I have an actual answer to that.
Is it a dream? Is it a dream reference?
It's not. I think I'd kill myself.
I think I know what it is.
So that's
I'm not saying it.
Do you know what
it
is?
I do know what it is.
Tell me.
I do know what the point of the mask is.
I'm curious.
Can you tell us? I want to know what the
fact
is.
You specifically told me not to say
it. I did tell you not to tell you about that. Oh, but there's another reason.
Oh, okay.
Well, I want to know what the fact is.
Wait. Yeah, what's
the point of the mask is?
Okay. The first point of the mask.
Wait. Please tell us. Did you have to throw away your normal pills? Is that what happened?
No, I started taking them. That's why I'm Cinemunch now.
Guys, we have a guest who came here.
Yeah.
And it took time out of their schedule. So let's ask him real questions.
Pear, you're playing Melee.
We are the best podcast on YouTube. We don't need to show them respect, Pear.
No, that's not
how this works.
I'm Pear. What Santa has to say.
Okay, wait. Okay.
We need to shut the fuck up.
No, okay, real question. You plan on face reveal? No, I'm kidding. Okay, no, genuine, actual, really real question.
Mm.
So, okay, for those who don't know, maybe first time viewers of Rumble Pack, you don't know Cinemunch, you make Hasbin Hotel content. Like Hasbin Hotel sing along content, right?
Yes.
And invented cinnamon.
You know me well.
But you recently actually branched out to just like kind of just normal. Mm. I don't want to say normal content.
Normal
things.
Good content, like better content.
No, y'all are spitting.
What do you think of like how do you like the move so far? And like have you found success with the move? And do you plan on making more like I'll say like mainstream like just regular like stuff you'd see on like
personality based content.
And do you think that your branched out content would be improved with like the ability to show your face?
Show my face. Yeah.
Shut up.
But I think, well, that's a great question. Thank you. But
of course,
I remember, I think a big thing with YouTube, no, yours was good, Dan. I'll give you your pat on the head.
I think
it's really, important to acknowledge that a lot of people can get pigeonholed by like their fandom or their content. Like, I know that you wouldn't want to be known, Pear, as like the tearless guy, or like Dana wouldn't want to be known as like the Riggy guy, or Bam for like whatever furry stuff he does.
I've already buried myself with that hole.
So I just thought like, I don't know, Hasbin Hotel came out in like January of 2024, and enough time has passed where I was just like, I think I need to do something else at this point. So I think I just...
And it's like such a bad show, too.
Yeah. Is that Vox?
So at some point, it's just like, do I take that risk and like show personality? Sorry, my New York came out. My personality more.
Personality.
And
you live in New York?
Yeah, I'm a New Yorker. I live
I don't know why. I thought
city.
You lived in like Montana or something.
Wait, which New York?
Real New York, not fake New York. Not like Dejus. Dejus lives in fake New York. I've talked to him about this.
Wait, like which borough?
Do you want my address and social
What's
security
your address?
Number too?
What borough, though? That matters.
Is there a difference between Manhattan,
New York, and Brooklyn, New York?
Oh, I thought you meant like borough because he's got a rabbit mask.
New York, real New York, is consistent of five boroughs, which is Manhattan, Queens, Brooklyn, Long Island, kinda, and the Bronx. And then Staten Island's not a real place. That's a place.
Sorry.
Fake.
Yeah, you know what? Dejus, that actually would have been really funny.
I'm not Dejus.
If you had turned
Dejus.
On your face cam.
I'm not Dejus.
I don't give a shit. But, you know, since you won't do a face
cam. Bye, Anna.
Wait. Can I ask a question for everyone that relates to Sinner? Because it is really funny. Sinner, can I mention something that I found out about stream about you?
I'm
about
the face reveal. Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. What do you guys think Sinner looks like? Out of just curiosity, what's your guess? Because Sinner actually sent a picture of himself to me. So I actually know.
I also have a picture.
I just sent a picture of him with Big AJ. Yeah, I sent a picture of myself to Bam. Bam, actually, I put my webcam on for you. You got the special treatment. but I also showed myself to Bundun on stream, and I also showed myself to Johnny. So this is to, what, Dano?
I haven't seen you. I thought
okay, Sinner, my prediction is this. You look exactly like Scott the Woz.
I would say you look like
Anna, put a picture of Scott the Woz on the screen. Put a picture. Let it sink in. It slowly faded over Cinemunch's face.
Big bold letters.
I actually, I have like a very vivid
Scott
image of you.
Scott the Woz is crazy.
Hold on. So Cinemunch, whenever I talk to somebody who hasn't face revealed to me, I automatically kind of just like create an image in my head. Usually I relate them to like, I don't know, a character from a movie or television or something. You in particular, I think of this niche actor. Hold on. I have a picture. Hold on. Let me put it in chat.
I don't know if this is going to be a bit or not. I'm curious.
No, I think like you get the exact same vibes as like, you know, did you ever see Kingsman? He talks with a lisp and you kind of have just like a little bit of
a gay lisp.
And so it kind of
spitting. Spinning.
Oh, I see. I see the connection.
Is that just? But no. So that in particular, but also this appearance of him. You see, like with the balding sort of. Hold on. The just go through. On the right. You see that? I kind of just get the vibes that that's how you would look. Is that? Am I close? You know, or is it? Is
audio not even the same race.
For audio listeners, Dano is saying that Cinemunch, he thinks it is balding Sam L. Jackson. what Cinemunch looks like.
It's not balding. It's receding hairline. All right.
Receding hairline is balding. Receding hairline is balding. Dano, this is copium. Wait. Dano, I feel like this means that you are insecure about your own receding hairline.
Are you projecting?
And you're like, no.
On the podcast before, I literally asked Anna to send me like hairline stuff. My hair hasn't started receding, but I'm horrified that it will. Because my hair, I said this before, if I lose my hair or I get throat cancer, I kill myself.
Dano.
Those are the two things that I cannot live without.
Dano,
I'm sorry.
I hate to be this guy, but I see a little bit of recession, man.
Dano, it's looking like 2008 up there, buddy. It's looking like 2008. They're playing pitbull in the club, Dano.
Wearing a ponytail. It's getting pulled back.
Dano, you're white. It's gonna happen soon. You're gonna bald by you're gonna be bald by 30.
Okay, man.
I'll be bald with you. You can wear a hat. Look how stylish this looks, Dano.
You can wear a hat.
Look how stylish it looks. My brother's balding. My other brother's balding. It's coming for me. It's coming for the boss. Short Swords
is
balding, Dano. That's why I have to, because it's all I'll have left.
That's all you have.
It'll be nothing of you. I will.
You're gonna look like binging with Babish.
So, I have to take my headphones off.
Dude,
but
I'm gonna buy
right
hair
here,
plugs, and if I'm too poor to buy hair plugs,
bald.
I jump off
I
a bridge.
I preemptively bought keeps because I'm like, it's gonna happen. It is going to happen. Look in my bathroom right now, there's
PNG
keeps.
Tuber, all right?
True.
That's all you can be a riggy PNG tuber.
Then I have perfect hair every single day of my life. Look at me. Just do it.
Get some ears too.
Like an accent too.
Right, yeah.
Dude, you know what? Maybe you
still have the cat ears on.
How about this? If I start balding and I don't want to appear on the internet anymore, then canonically, Riggy will just kill me and I'll go full time on his channel, just making like Riggy content.
Your soul.
I think that's a good way to like end myself off. Yeah, pretty much. Anyway, so about Cinemunch. I think the reason that you have so much hair on your PNG tuber is to compensate.
I see.
I can confirm. After seeing his face, I can confirm.
You can confirm?
He's fully bald.
I can also confirm.
Okay, wait. So do you actually look like a mixture of like Scott the Woz, balding Samuel L. Jackson? Is that like how you look in real life?
To the people who've seen my face, what do you think? Let's ask the audience.
Yeah, maybe pretty much. Yeah, exactly that. Yeah,
well, guess what?
It.
You all are dirty traitors.
Right
and
now.
And I should have never showed you anything.
Take off the camera.
I'm a genius. What can I say?
Cena, what do you think? I've known Cena for the longest out of everyone here. And I don't even think I've shown him my face.
Now it fits.
Do we want to get like? Do we want to get like live reactions to like Dano and passing what you look like?
If
you
yes, can show my please. I have the picture that I sent to Bundy.
Yeah, send that picture.
Anna, don't include the picture.
I actually want to see.
Wait, hold on, wait, Pat, look, dude. All
right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just. Okay. Just right, so you know, I will be putting it on my OBS screen when you do send it.
No!
Because no, then Anna has to blur it the whole video.
No, no, yeah, if you do that, we'll make you edit that out of the podcast.
I think if you put the photo in, Dan might
curious.
Actually use the ball gag.
So this
what?
Is...
What about the ball gag?
you have to get
wait,
one.
Wait, no, that's just incentive for...
I have to get it, but I don't have to wear it until 2026 unless Toon Turf comes
up.
When
you see the photo, you might want to.
Give it. Okay, all right.
Anna,
all right. Just send
the
picture.
So, well, a full year of content, and now I'm finally going to face reveal to these people. So here you go. Okay, this is the exact same picture that I sent Bun Dun and Johnny. Okay, here we go. All
right, let's go. Boom.
That's why I look
like. Why did you just send another picture of Sam Jackson? No, face reveal, Cinemunch, not Sam Jackson.
That's exactly what I look like.
Oh my gosh, wait, you actually... Okay, wait. Can I actually say what actor you look like? Because you actually look like an actor. Yeah, can I say it? You look exactly like John Bernthal's Punisher. Like one-to-one, like John Bernthal. Do you see that? Johnny sees it, right?
I kind of see it.
I understand.
Hold on.
I understand.
John Bernthal.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
This is why I think face reveals are overrated, because, like, if I saw you on the street, like, you would just look like an NPC. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, don't say that.
No, you know what?
This face reveal to
no!
you, man.
No!
That's so rude.
You, no, I'm just saying. You
I would
have
rather you said I was ugly.
Dude.
I think I would have rather you said you're ugly. Kill yourself. I think I would have rather that.
That's
you
not
look
what
like
I'm
nothing.
Saying.
No, you look like nothing. You look like someone I'd see and forget.
It's just like, no, like I'm saying that, like, if Cinemunch has
Unreal Engine 5,
if Cinemunch
looks like
assets.
One of the best Marvel characters, okay, Cinemunch? You look like one of the best Marvel characters.
But if Cinemunch passed me on the street, I wouldn't know that it was Cinemunch.
This is what he looks like.
I'm saying if Cinemunch
passed
me on the street, I wouldn't know that it was Cinemunch.
What did you send? Is that just... It's not loading for me. Is that... Oh, okay.
If I looked like that, people would like me.
You also look a little bit like Mogswamp.
Pear, one more time. What were you trying to say?
I'm saying if I passed you on the street, like, I wouldn't know that it was Cinemunch. You know? Mm. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
And then I opened my mouth and you know immediately. I remember... I had an online class today. And I had the professor, like, 2 semesters ago. And I didn't have my camera on because my camera wasn't working. But just from me speaking, she was like, oh, I know who you are. I was like, is my voice that recognizable?
Oh my God, you're so iconic. I love your husband hotel covers.
Oh, yeah, she bumping Stayed Gone, but the lyrics are literal. She's bumping this. She's bumping my Loser Baby cover with Anna.
I've seen anybody wear a blue wife beater before.
Mm-hmm. now you're ripping on Cinemunch. His style, Dano. Dude,
I'm sorry.
Bro,
no, Cinemunch, you give the vibes of somebody who would wear like a lot of like clothes and like scarves and stuff. Like,
a
just,
lot
like,
of
a
clothes.
Lot of thick sweater clothing. No,
dude,
you know what I mean.
I'm
like,
a scarf
clothing.
Wearer. Yeah, yeah, like someone
scarf
who would like me.
You're like Canadian. It's part of the DNA. But dude, I don't know. It's just why. No, you know what the issue is? You know why you look NPC-ish is because your skin is too clear. That's the issue. Your skin looks like AI generated. You're welcome.
You.
It's like a double-edged sword.
Maybe
like,
it's because of the Vaseline I spread on my camera before taking that picture for Bun Dun. It's
a double-edged sword because you have like clear skin, but also you look like somebody that would be forgotten within like 2 seconds of looking.
Yeah, I
away.
Look
like
someone
you'd
spit on across the street.
That is why you could face
that
reveal,
you would hit with a car
people,
in GTA.
Like,
yeah,
know.
I would hit you with my car in GTA.
Just
dude,
whenever you eventually face a reveal,
like
you
I would go out of
like
my way,
like have your face on a permanent 45-degree angle to the camera at all times.
You're driving, you go ooh, and then you just swerve.
No.
And hit me, and then you keep
don't
going.
Listen to
oh, I need to hit that one in particular.
Yeah. Dude, 5 points. 5 points.
Mm-hmm.
Ding. Dude, I was just talking to Bam about this yesterday, but
hitting people in your car.
Yeah, no, well, close. But I am certain, like 100% certain, that I'm gonna die by getting hit by a car.
Why?
100%.
Banger short.
Why?
Banger
though?
Short.
Like, give me a reason. What
How
makes
old?
You? Magnet to cars.
I when? Genuinely have no idea. You know why?
Fear Magneto.
Don't quote Marvel Rivals to me. You're bringing back. I need to play it now. You're giving me the itch.
That game is fun.
Oh, we'll God, play it later, Dan. We'll play it after.
I go on That'll a lot bonding. Of walks. because I'm gonna go crazy if I don't. Oh.
You gotta tell us about the time during the podcast. You're listening to the podcast.
Ooh, yes. Oh, yeah. I will hold on.
I remember this.
But I go on a lot of walks, and I've had a lot of close calls over and over again with, like, because, again, I live in a populated place in New York, so there's a lot of cars all over the place where I've almost been hit multiple times. And at some point, you just accept, like, yeah, that's fine. I'll just die this
today
way.
Today could be the one.
And I crossed my finger. I remember one time I was talking to Jelly Bean, and I said I almost got hit by two vans, and then they said, "Damn it, just missed you." And I was like, "Okay." Fun fact: I didn't know that you guys were the people.
Wait. Let's dissect that. What do you mean by you people?
You're racist.
Yeah, can we go into that?
What do you mean by this?
The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 the 5 white people, 1 mixed and Australian.
Did you just call me a?
I'm Hispanic. We're both mixed.
Pear, you can't say slurs. Yeah. Anna has to censor them.
Dude, what am I? It's not a slur. It's just a. Every episode. It's a food.
Jeez, come on.
Yeah, wait, can you tell us more stories about Jelly Bean? I'm more interested in them than you at the moment. I'm not gonna lie. Since you keep bringing them up, let's just keep going down the train. I was arguing with Anna about Irish. I'm actually disappointed. Wait, what percent Irish are you?
Big
Minch
Energy.
What percent?
Ratatatata.
Anna, I'm trying to compare sizes with you. What percent Irish are you?
Like 73.
73?
Yeah.
73! All right, you know what? I'm only a third Irish.
C-Dot, well, wait, if you guess, if you're an audio listener, C-Dot is currently making a Lego set or something
burger.
Like that. What are you making right now?
It's a Dirt Burger.
Okay, I want you to take a really good look, and I think I want you to tell
incredible
me.
Incredible segue.
Is that like Sonic Racing?
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, next question. Will you ever do a face reveal?
Johnny's crashing out.
It's
like my sleeper cell activation.
Anna, we do not pay you to sit here and eat, all right? Be for real. All of us are focused. All of us have been locked in this entire time, not doing anything other than paying attention to the podcast.
You know what?
Actually, really good.
Can you feed me one?
I asked first.
Yeah, up to the webcam, please.
Is that cucumber?
Yum, 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 yum.
Say
okay, this is crazy.
I hate it. Oh my gosh! I wish we could fire both of you.
I wish that we could fire you right now.
I wish that we could offer you a job. Just
I think
so
I've done my job.
Cinemunch, do you want to work for Rumble Pack?
Yes. You were asking.
Fired. Thank you.
You're fired.
What would you do?
$1 a month.
Yeah. What would you do?
What would I do?
We're paying Anna.
What can you bring to the company?
Yeah.
Why should we hire you against our various other competitors that are very
competitors
easy to get
of spot? Who? I'm curious who.
There's a line of people clamoring to get in outside my
door.
Yeah,
Mr. Beast just applied the other day. He wants a job here so bad. You know, Mr. Beast cannot stop emailing us asking to work for Rumble Pack.
Yeah, we don't let Mr. Beast in because of HR. But what do you think? What do you think?
What would you bring to the company, Cinemunch?
Oh, I'll make you all look better in comparison.
All right,
oh,
you're
so
hired.
You're saying you're so bad that, like, us being around you, it's like having a little dirty, like, piss boy in the corner.
Yeah, like
oh, my gosh.
What?
All right.
Listen, if we get the guy that's coming on the show next, we can't treat him like this.
Who's the guy? who's next?
Am I the guy?
The guy.
Oh.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, the guy.
The Nintendo guy.
So you don't spoil it. Oh no, he's after. Well, we'll be nice to him. All right.
Yeah, we can't treat him like this.
You know what? Okay, to our audience, the more mean we are to a person, the more we actually like them in real life as friends.
I'm so also into degradation, nice to, so this works for me.
Cinemunch, jeez.
No? So that's too far. Yeah. Okay.
You're taking it a little much, buddy, all right? You need to reel it back in. Let's reel it back in.
Yeah, but that's a little Cinemunch right now.
I miss Deejus. Deejus was a better guest.
Yeah, like, can we invite Deejus back?
Miss Deejus?
Yeah, I miss Deejus.
I got you.
What am I gonna call?
Deejus.
Just replace him.
Oh, no. he's actually gonna pick up too.
Can I ask him for like advice, like a consultation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, not online. This is the call of friends.
No one say anything. I'm curious. What was he going to say?
Hey, okay. DJs, we wanted you back because our guest episode is this much, or our guest this episode is a little lacking. We just, we kind of wanted to bring you back just for.
Yeah. You know, can we ask you one question?
Dude, hell yeah.
Wait, I have a question.
We're going to kick you out after one question, DJs.
I have a question.
Just,
DJs. DJs.
Yeah.
DJs. Are you going to face reveal or no?
You know what? I think, you know, let's just, hold on. Can we just, Cinemunch, can you leave the call for a little while?
No!
Yeah, I can go.
This is our guest! What are you doing?
I want DJs as our guest back, alright? Oh, I'm kind of done with Jesus.
What is that?
Oh my gosh.
Wait, hold on. Wait a second.
Bam, you got some
do you think I'm balding? Do you think I'm balding? Did he just
have
been bullied by this whole episode?
Look, if you're balding, I'm balding, bro. We can go down together.
Okay, I feel a little more comfortable with that. Why is Clone Riggy in the bottom left of that? What did he say?
Why did
he say, I love this?
The first time I was on a call with Cinema, Sam edited this photo onto the Twin Towers.
What?
I did not do that. No, you are getting that mixed up. You are getting that mixed up.
Wait, I might be mixing up the story. I think Cinema edited this photo.
Hey, no, I did not. Don't say that. That is not true.
Cinemunch, can you calm down? Don't bully our guest. DJs, do you have any cool content ideas coming up soon? Mm-hmm. Do you have any cool content ideas coming up soon? Just, you know, since you're the guest this episode.
DJs, you're not from New York, bro. I can't believe that you told me that you're from New York.
Cinemunch, we have a guest this episode.
Please.
Can you please just hold off?
DJs, what video are you most and least proud of, DJs? What video are you most and least proud of?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Holy. Can I get my set up so I can give y'all like a good recording?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
This is good. This is good.
Dejus, tell us about your writing and creative process.
Dejus, can I ask you one more question? Why did you become exclusively like a Has-Been Hotel cover channel? What's that?
Yeah, you know, I'm just really good as like a sing-song YouTuber, so you know, I figured it was. I thought I'd put my voice to a good use, you know. By doing my little sing-songs and kicking my feet.
Wait, Cinemunch, are you crying? Are you crying?
No, I feel great right now, Dano. Thank you for asking.
Oh, no.
Cinemunch, you deserve this, bro. How dare you get sick?
Huh?
I'm still mad. Dude, for context, me, Anna, and Cinemunch were all meant to, like, hang out in New York City. And Cinemunch totally got sick and died. And so
I got a sinus headache and the flu. What do you want from me? Hey, clean your shoes.
Yeah, how dare you? Oh, my gosh.
Clean your shoes.
DJs is our favorite guest on the podcast so far, Cinemunch. How dare you treat him this way?
I'm sorry.
Well, your episode was a 1 out of 10 for us, so it kind of automatically.
This one's not going to be.
Yes, Sin, if this episode doesn't get more views than the DJs episode, we're blocking you.
We are blocking you, yeah.
Well...
Cinemunch, we can make our own Rumble Pack podcast.
Yes, just when we meet, like to apologize.
No, hold on. You can call it Crumble Pack.
We can call it Scuffed Animals.
Yeah, since the name's
don't
free
you
now.
Dare. Don't you dare bring Scuffed Animals into this. Don't you dare.
Don't you say their name.
And you know it.
I'm crying.
DJs, I have one question.
Is it still
for you?
A 1 out of 10?
I have one question for you, DJs.
Look yeah. Draft,
dude. Can you name 3 women?
At any con? For some reason, he's just refused to answer.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Cinemunch, name 3 women.
Yeah, Cinemunch.
10 seconds.
Ice Spice doesn't Sonic. Count. It can't
three
be Ice
women.
Spice.
Or Maria
it
from
can't
Sonic.
Be Ice Spice.
Everyone says 5, Michelle Obama. You can't 4, say Michelle Obama.
I like, 3, Gloria Gaynor, 2, Whitney Houston, and 1. I don't know, Lady Gaga.
Nice.
I'm queer,
Lady Gaga. No.
I kind of can't do
I was gonna go off on that stupid. What was the last? What was the last one I said? Who was the pilot?
What Maria Robotnik?
Amelia Earhart.
Who was the pilot?
I don't know why. Last podcast episode, I just said Amelia Earhart wasn't a woman for no reason. I just blurted it out, and I let Anna keep it in because I thought it was a funny bit. But I feel like that's gonna come back to bite me one day.
I think a lot of things are, Dano.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially like the belt and the shock bracelet. I think those are definitely.
Yeah, and the ball gag. The ball gag, which is on the way.
Ball gag already. Yeah, ball gag.
Oh, it's delivered?
It's on the way. Which,
he,
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, this is your episode, bro. Actually,
oh, sorry.
Actually, say what you want. I'm sorry.
For yeah, Sinna, right you now. Need to say. You need to say pair. You, I'm talking.
Yeah, yeah. No, I quit, yeah,
be
man.
More confident, Deejus.
You need to be dominant. Deejus, if you want to survive the world that is this podcast, you need to be a dominant force.
Look at me. You want me to be a dominant force?
He gave us a 1 in 10.
Shut up, Daniel.
Speaking of which, because the delivery on the ball gag gave me like an idea or just reminded me of something. Bam, did you get the package that I sent you?
Did you? Oh yeah. I wait. How did? Yes. And we don't need to go any further into
that. Oh, okay. That makes it sound worse.
We need to read Deejus's response to the women question. Deejus is such a feminist that he ended up messaging to get us the women. That's how desperate he was to answer this question. I think he needs respect for that. If you don't know, Anna kicked him out of the call. But let's read it off. Who wants to read these amazing messages?
Well, let's Sinna read it. All right, I'll go. Let's Sinna read it.
You can read it.
You got me to read this shit? It's my fault.
It's your episode. It's your episode. Go.
Our good friend Deejus.
Impression.
My Deejus impression is just mine. I remember one time I read real quick. I read a Deejus video for him because he was very sick.
This is a lot of like reading the Deejus thing. This is a lot of that right now.
I remember this.
I read Deejus got sick and I offered to read out a script for him. And then someone said, "No way, someone got a worse version of Deejus to read his video for him." And I think the gun was in my mouth.
That's brutal.
Oh my gosh.
The gun was in my mouth. Oh, but our friend Deejus said for his three women, Maria Sonic, Sans Undertale, but with boobs.
I'm good with that.
And then
right
I had a gif of a woman, but I lost it. Which was supposed to be Kamala Harris, but evil.
Did you say Kamala?
You know when Kamala, you said Maria Sonic, it actually reminded me of something. So if you folks don't know, I have a Let's Play channel called C.Plays, which you should all subscribe to.
Sans with boobs is a real thing, by the way.
That's crazy. Anyways,
Wait, hold on, wait, dude. This is really important. This one is fucking based, dude.
Sans with boobs. Dude, wait. He looks like Mario with nipples.
Right? That doesn't need to be
censored.
Yeah,
we can show that.
That's fine.
We'll just say they're nipples. But, dude, it looks exactly like the. Hold on. These are the same picture. Anna, put these two side by side.
What is that on hand? Why do you have that?
You need to put these two images side by side. Those are the same picture.
I know that VTuber. We continue. Sorry.
Anyway, so it was playing through Shadow Generations, the new game that just came out, right? Mm-hmm. Bam was in the call as well. And for all of our audio and video listeners, Maria dies, right? This is all known fact. Mm-hmm. You've seen the Sonic movie, right?
What?
Right.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right?
Now I only know two women.
Why would you tell me that?
Mr. Cinnamunch didn't know that Maria died, and somehow throughout the entire 3 hours that the Let's Play continued for. How did he not piece it together? That was my question. And then it took to the very, very end where we're like, yeah, Maria dies. And you were just so good.
I was lost. I kept getting comments about it on my channel being like, how'd you not know Maria died? I was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, what are you doing on my videos? They were so curious. Because you know
also,
why?
What about that pylon story too?
The pylon story?
When you're going on that walk? I remember you telling me about it.
Oh, you mean traffic cone?
I'm gonna quit Rumble Pack. I'm at the end of my rope. I'm at my last straw. I don't need to be.
Anna removed him. Anna removed him again.
I was gonna ask him if he was gonna face a reel, but you know, there he goes.
I'll wait
till he joins back. Yeah.
Hey, Johnny.
Before you quit Rumble Pack for good. Obviously, you've been a great help, but I was just wondering, like, will you ever face reveal? just putting it out there.
Yeah, singing challenge.
Oh, that was horrifying. I'm not even gonna lie.
Should we do a singing challenge live?
We can't hear you,
Johnny. Your mic is really quiet.
I don't. True.
Dude, what does the fox say, dude?
I don't need this. I know what the fox say. I know what the fox said. I'm done.
Can you tell me?
I'm
I don't
done.
Know.
I'm leaving Rumble Pack. This is real.
I don't like Johnny with the glasses.
No,
I'm not acting.
No,
this isn't what I've learned in my acting class, and I'm not heightening the emotions right now. I am leaving Rumble Pack for real. Please. Goodbye. Good riddance.
Johnny,
I'm
no.
gone.
Johnny, no. No, please.
It looks all like right, someone edited two pictures of eyes onto his face. Rather,
it actually does. All right. So anyway, I'm kind of tired of Cinemunch as a guest, and I think it's time that we have our new guest on, Johnny. It's been a while since he's been on the podcast. Johnny, do you want to come be our first?
Wait, we got Johnny Razor.
Yeah, we got Johnny Razor. This is the dude. We got official Waffle House guy to be a guest on the podcast.
Yeah, the Waffle House guy.
I've been a long time fan of Rumble Pack. I've been a long time fan of Rumble Pack, and
yeah,
you know, I've always wanted to come on, but like it's. It is kind of like it's like that niche sort of podcast that like only you know about and like nobody else really knows about. But it's like it's like yours, like it's the
right,
one
it's the
like
gatekeep podcast.
Yeah, it's the gatekeep podcast. I love to be on it. Give it a little bit of love, you know.
So Johnny, now that you're our first guest, we have kind of a question that we like to ask all of our guests. So you wear glasses all the time. Do you think you'd ever reveal your face underneath those
myself.
Glasses? Or
I'm gonna shoot myself. This podcast is the reason why.
Cinemunch, can you stop interrupting our guests? This
I'm
is
sorry.
The second time
oh
now.
God.
First
I'm
we had Deejus on, and you
I'm
had
sorry.
To make it all about yourself.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Who is this guy, and who invited him here?
I'm sorry.
I honestly don't know. I don't even
episode.
Know why he's still here. What you're the guest this episode? I don't know. He just crashed our episode.
I'm sorry.
Honestly, this is a really unprofessional environment right now that I'm seeing. I'm really disappointed. I thought you guys ran a tighter ship over here. I thought you did.
Where'd you get that bad idea from?
That
was actually
I'm just playing. I'm just playing. You know me.
See,
this is we are funny.
This is why,
we are
why I'm a longtime fan of the show.
I'm so tired. Cinemunch, if you could kill one of us, who would it be?
You.
Why? Yeah, why? Ooh. What have I done? I have done nothing.
Wait,
wrong
no, it's
this
not
whole
it's not hold on.
I've
hold
been
on,
the only
on.
One
not
on
the,
your side.
That's not the question. That's not the question. It is.
Sorry.
Okay.
If you had to kill one Rumble Pack member and take their spot, who is it?
Oh, I don't want to be you.
Hell.
Good.
What have I done?
I like this guest, dude.
I think dude, if I had to kill See, you know what the worst part is? I have to become you. That's the worst part.
Mm. But do you though?
Do you
have
just
to
hate all of us?
It's just
you
it's
don't
like
want to be in any of us in any of our places.
I think. What? What did you just say?
I said you don't want to be in any of our place.
Mm-hmm.
Per, how did you find that image?
I just looked up Johnny Razor and went to images.
Huh. This is a hard question, you know. I think
you
I
have 10 seconds to answer it, or else we kill you.
I think I pick C-Dot, actually.
C-Dot, really?
What?
Really? I would have expected Bam, genuinely.
You want to live my life?
Yeah, dude. C-Dot, I'm going to glaze him. But C-Dot's one of the most talented people I know, genuinely. So I think if I would kill him,
you're
going to
get schizophrenia, Cinemunch. You're going to go crazy. Sorry, someone.
Okay, what was that? Do you have schizophrenia? C-Dot, what did
like
you just look
giver.
At? What
no,
C-Dot is the giver from
he's
the
fine.
Book The Giver. He gives you the horrors. You have to live with them.
Okay, now I'd kill him yeah, just for like,
dude.
Security.
I got amiibo on my wall. I got amiibo on my walls, dude.
You got amiibo
on my walls.
Me.
It's true. Look, let me get Ness.
Where is that from, Pear? Is that like a fan fiction?
I looked up Bun Dun, and this was a, like,
you and me, babe.
That picture's
it says Bab. It says you and me, Bab.
Audio listeners, Dana, do you want to describe this image
this,
in detail?
Is this, like, an edit? Like,
I think this is me in a dimension that's, like, pretty parallel to this one, but just, you know, right. like...
A little slightly off. Only just
barely off, all right? Barely.
Oh.
But it just says Dano, he, him, bisexual, you and me, baby. And it's a TikTok.
You and me,
there's
Bab.
Oh, Bab, yeah. Sorry, you and me, Bab. And then it's me. What video is this from? I don't even know.
Is this the car crash video? I do really like the rainbow checkered border around the outside. It really adds a lot.
The black checkers, really. I've never seen that ugly of a design in my life.
What, like... What
dude,
is
that's
like,
even worse than
Cinemunch's, yeah, dude.
That's even worse than Cinemunch's character. That's wow, that's bad design.
Wait,
sorry, I almost spit out my cup in my Freddy Fazbear.
Cinemunch, I hope you know that you're probably my favorite PNG tuber.
Thank you. I'm flattered.
That's nice. Well,
it's Slim Pickens. It's Slim Pickens. Pear.
Yeah, fuck you.
I forget that you're a PNG tuber pair sometimes because I don't categorize you in my mind.
I'm the new breed of PNG tubers, you know.
Is there a meme for this? I'm thinking of something like no. I'm the upgrade. That's what it is.
Pear, I have a question for you, if I may ask.
Sure.
Cinnamon, you're the guest. You get to ask questions.
No, I have a good question.
We ask you questions.
I trust you.
I've always been curious. Why is the picture that pops up of your face when you look it up so bad?
Like, I don't know. They chose the worst frame. They chose the worst frame of the Bluey video.
You really got shunned because you don't look bad. I've seen your face before. No. I saw that video.
It's not a bad picture. It's just like a major case of RBF.
You just got
idea. Yeah. Idea, guys. VidCon, we take Pet to a photo shoot and just replace all the pictures of him.
Yeah, that's hype. I'm down.
Yeah.
Oh, let's do it.
We cranked that SEO.
That's an insane short. That's an insane short.
All right, Sinner, are you ready? I have a game for you, okay?
Yours.
I'm Google. Anna, stop. Anna, please. I've got a good bit. I've got a great bit for everyone. So I've Googled. I've Googled Cinemunch, and I'm going to send you photos, and I want you to explain yourself, okay? So I'm going to start this one.
That's good.
This is going to be horrible.
Oh, no. Let's start here.
Oh, no.
What's this? Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, I hate that. Like, I actually need to talk about Hazmat Hotel.
Describe the picture. First of all, describe the picture.
So it's a picture from one of my videos. It's a thumbnail of one of my videos, More Than Anything, but the lyrics are literal. It's a picture of Lucifer from Hazmat Hotel with Charlie Morningstar from Hazmat Hotel on his back, and it says, "You are heavy."
Interesting.
The reason
they're father
this
and daughter, by
I'm,
the way.
Yeah, they're father and daughter. Yes.
Oh, okay.
the reason for this picture is because I'm horrible at making thumbnails, so I use the pre-generated one.
Okay. All right, next one. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm excited. Oh!
Let's take it up a notch, because...
Wait, this is from your official Twitter, too.
I posted this, yeah.
Please describe it for the audience.
So...
I had to grind this view.
I got one after this. I got one after this.
I have one after.
Any audio listeners, it is a picture of a man looking at my voluptuous thighs.
Okay.
And
did you draw this cell? Is this your own drawing or is this a fan drawing? What is this?
This is my friend Cosmic Puppy. I know them. I was in call with them when they started it, and 5 months later they finished it, and I completely forgot, so I just got that in my DMs, and I said, I need to make a meme out of this immediately. So I made that one, and I remember,
my opinion
Jelly
of you
said
has
delete
not changed.
The account. Oh.
Okay. Yeah, explain this.
Where is that from?
Explain this now.
Me?
Why am I there?
Can you explain this photo for the audience?
That is a picture. Am I supposed to know who that man is?
Oh, yes! Zach D. Films, bro.
How do you not know who Zach D. Films is? Are you even a YouTuber, Cinemunch?
Can we get him on the podcast? Zach D. Films, if you're watching this, or if anyone related to you.
Explain this.
Knows,
this is very clear. Somebody, it's very clear what's going on, dude. Zach D. Films is pointing at old Riggy. There's C-Dot's Minecraft skin there. What?
And actually, that Riggy pose is from when his wife dies. It's not canon, but there's a skit where his wife dies.
Cinemunch, please explain this image.
And Diet Coke.
Hold on, Johnny. Before you send that, a double wham. Okay.
Oh my God, C-Dot. Oh my God. Oh my God. No, that's is that
what's,
you?
What's going on?
Sorry.
Wait, what's going on? You wanna talk about that?
Hold on. What is this? What did you send, Johnny? What is this, like, gotcha, like...
Is this supposed to be me?
Is that Pear?
I looked up Royal Pear, I saw this.
What the
One time I tweeted a picture of Gotcha Bam, and then the person who made it made a video talking, like, ooh, he posted it. So, that's fire. But for C-Dot's picture, that is a... that is a publication... of a some like I don't know like a gaming blog I guess that posted about 5 VTubers who accidentally face revealed, and I was number 4 on that list.
Really?
I am in.
Have you accidentally face revealed?
That begs the question, like,
okay,
will you ever face reveal?
Will you? I'm curious. You haven't answered yet.
Do it again.
Okay. You know, here. Cinemunch. Hey, I googled Cinemunch siblings, and this is the first picture that popped up. Can you describe this one for us?
Watch it actually be my sibling. Oh my god, it is! That's my little sister.
Dude,
Royal Melon is Royal back, Melon is and C-Dot is a double agent. Shorts Wars.
We're just signing things now.
Do I need to watch Shorts Wars? People act like it's a fucking magnum opus or something.
What? Haven't seen Shorts Wars?
That was a prerequisite for being on. Are you saying you lied to us?
We
asked you this in our survey. We said, have you seen Shorts Wars before you joined?
Fun fact. Before.
Okay, no, you're kicked.
Cinnamon, cool. Who's your favorite Shorts Wars character?
Character?
Please
Wendy.
Use canon names. You can't say C.com. Okay, there we go.
Wendy from
Wendy.
Yeah. Wendy.
Wendy from
Wendy Wendy's. From the boss Preston.
Yeah.
All right, while you think about
Wendy
that, since we're just sending
Preston,
stuff,
yes.
Can you describe this picture for the audience?
What? Anyway. Oh, and while you're at it, this one too.
Dude, that looks like Rayman. That looks like the Ray. No, you can't. You
no,
can't
no,
delete
no.
that.
Put
you have to
back.
Keep it up so Anna
put
can
it
see.
Pair,
it.
Put it back.
Oh, that's a deep cut.
Audio listeners, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
In fact,
yeah.
visual listeners, all these images are getting deleted, so you won't have any context.
Yeah, you won't be able to see that one.
They basically just exposed all
I'm
my
lucky.
Prior secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Cinemunch. Pretty much.
So, actually, Cinemunch, this is a fun thing that we could talk about. How do we feel about the fact that you went to the witness protection program? Like, that's pretty much the equivalent of what you did, right? You don't have to reveal what your previous identity is.
I could talk about it without saying it. That's okay. So, if you weren't aware, I used to be a YouTuber before Cinemunch, and I... I'm scared.
Bam Bayo fan art.
Let's sit a finish a
audio
point,
listeners,
man.
This is an ugly picture.
Let's sit a finish a point.
Wait, that's on my subreddit. Why is that on my subreddit?
Anyway.
Sorry, I used to have a channel before Cinemunch, and I deleted it. Well, it's not down, but all the videos are unlisted. And
wait, really?
I
didn't know that.
Every video is unlisted on that. And
when did you unlist them?
Couple months ago, I'd say like 2-3 months ago. People know. If you look at my recent community post on XYZ channel, which I won't say, it's kind of public knowledge if you look very briefly, but I'm never gonna say it.
The newest post is
if you look at the newest post, every one of the comments is like, is this Cinemunch question mark? But I'll never say anything. But yeah, I just completely restarted everything and from scratch. I've never promoted Cinemunch on that old channel. It makes me very proud for how far I've came with.
Yeah,
came.
You've done a good job. Actually, it's pretty cool. I think most YouTubers would be afraid of ever doing that. Like, once you find your spot, you're kind of afraid to lose it, and so starting over is something really scary. And so it's pretty cool.
A lot of people call me really stupid. A lot of people call me really, really stupid. But
I know you're waiting for us to say no.
Stupid.
You're not stupid.
No.
But we're not going to have that debate.
Who cares?
Look at where he is right now, in the number one podcast in the world. The number one podcast in the world. Joe Rogan.
The world.
Joe Rogan. Dude, I totally do. But only if I could be my PNG tuber.
So I think, you know what, honestly, I think it's fine if we tell people, like, who you were before. So how does it feel like having been, like, Dan PDM before you went to the Witness Protection Program? Mm-hmm.
What was it like being Sky Does Minecraft?
Ooh. Yeah, Sky did Minecraft.
How does it feel to be C.Dot Play?
I this drink
sure
is such a
more.
Liability. I almost did a spit take like 4 times this episode.
You have a FNAF cup?
Yeah.
It's just an insane
combination. My favorite pizzeria.
I love Bonnie.
This is good merch. Dude,
that
I love when merch
is
like this. This is such good merch.
Can I have one? All right, C-Dot, can you describe the image that our editor just put in chat really quick? Just for all right,
so...
Oh my god, I just saw it.
You want me to explain
it?
I said C-Dot instead of Cinemunch, dude. I'm losing
it
today.
Okay,
D-Just,
okay.
Can you describe
Dude,
just, can you describe in detail?
So real.
Cinemunch, what picture did we
describe?
Can you actually describe this, though? What is this, dude?
You can do that in a minute.
Ooh!
You can do that in a minute.
Ooh! Ooh! I've been saying that Poppy Playtime, this is controversial, but I've been saying that Poppy Playtime is like a cash farm series. I've been saying this since day one, and everyone,
you're not wrong.
Everyone's been hating on me until chapter 4 came out, and everyone's like, this sucks.
Yeah.
So who's laughing now?
Wait, did chapter 4 suck? Wait, why do you have this
I heard
hot
it
take?
Sucked.
Can you give us the, like...
I don't think it's a hot take. They've made NFTs in the past.
Yep.
They just slam marketable characters and be like, oh, buy our mystery boxes. It's all marketing. It's like a marketing ploy. I hate it. It's all fake.
Yeah, I remember when we were playing through Mario 64 for the C-Dot plays, mm-hmm. and you were telling me about the
Smiling Critters.
What are they?
Nightmare Critters.
No, but it was
critters.
Like the evil.
Yeah, Nightmare Critters.
They made them, but evil, and they smell like coffee. And I'm like, okay, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, we were playing Mario 64, and I went on a tangent about how much I dislike mm-hmm. the marketing of Poppy Playtime.
Yeah, like, it definitely feels like they made new characters to sell more toys.
To sell more. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, and they promote...
Dude, the game is set in, like, a toy factory.
Yeah, I know. It's free. No, but I mean,
here's the thing. I know it's not the game developers. I just want to make that very public. I know it's not the game developers that are probably choosing to do this. It's just I dislike heavy marketing just for, like, implementation of characters just to be sold. That's my opinion.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so you hate Toon Turf, basically. No.
I've seen the upcoming Toon Turf merch, and that's gonna go crazy. So I'm very excited for you.
I've seen the episode Work in Progress.
Yeah, I have to.
Can I finish before Toon Turf?
Mm. Finish?
You can finish anytime you want, baby girl.
Cinnamunch. What is Cinnamunch? Is this a real Australian candy?
Why'd you just like assume from Australia?
Why did you assume
it looks Australian?
Bro, zebras are from like Africa, man. I don't think we have zebras in Australia.
You don't have zebras?
You
don't have zebras.
Bro, I can't even say it properly because I'm Australian.
Can you replace your PNG with that?
With that zebra? Dude, I could be like a cow.
Yeah, make that your
episode.
Yeah, make that one of your expression buttons.
We have zebras, bro. Oh, they're just in zoos.
Okay, wait, what the fuck? Wait, hold up. Pause. Can we stop? Explain this, Cinnamunch.
Okay, I'm scared. I'm looking.
I shouldn't have started this game, man.
Why is Melon there?
Anna, I'm so sorry for
you
all
explain,
the
you
stuff
tell
you're going
to
have to do putting this in the video.
Yeah, Anna's got a lot of work.
Is that not edited? Are you actually there?
Yes!
What? Why?
I don't know.
That's so... I was actually going to... make a video about that exact thing. I don't have a wiki page, but apparently in some like old like web series named Dick Figures, there is a shop named Cinnamunch. So whenever you search up Cinnamunch wiki, that pops up.
That's funny. That's a good show.
So I just googled Cinnamunch, and this is the first thing that popped up. Hold on.
That's
you never watched Dick Figures?
I don't know what that is. I only know it because of that picture.
Oh, yes.
Does anyone here watch
it? It's my old short.
I know what it is. I know what it is. I just never watched it.
I know what it is. I haven't watched. Yeah, Sam.
Huh.
I've never heard of this before, like, that picture. Or before, like,
I
looking myself up.
I guess that's why I'm
up.
Such a pervert.
Oh. I'm glad you're able to air that out.
Is this correct? Are you a forest rabbit VTuber?
Yes. I consider myself... Well, that's the theme of
foresty.
The character. I meant to be in a... Like, a forest recluse... Which I think that's kind of comes from me not really playing video games that often. So it's like, oh, he's figuring out. I don't know.
Hold on. Before, pause. Mm-hmm. Reel it back in. What's your five favorite games?
I knew you were going to ask this stupid,
also name three women.
Question. Oh, you my God. I don't want to say the same ones.
You said the same ones?
We'll say
my opinion of
Billie
you has not
Eilish,
changed.
Olivia Rodrigo.
What? We asked for video games, not Billie Eilish. Wait,
yeah.
Oh, I was going to name three women again. My five favorite video games. I'm infamous for being made fun of for my five favorite video games. Like, people
just say it.
My answers.
So let's go bottom up from five. Like, five being the lowest, one being the best.
Yeah, this is a safe space. We don't make fun of anybody in this podcast setting.
I think.
Yeah, we would never.
Gulp. Gulp.
Yeah.
I think
unless you say Genshin
love here, don't worry.
I think number five would be Inscription. Right?
You moron! You idiot! That's disgusting! I don't know what Inscription is.
I hate Act 2 of Inscription.
You don't know what Inscription is?
I don't know Inscription.
I like Act 2. It's a
that game's fantastic. You need to play Inscription.
I think Act 2 is good.
Yeah, I think I gotta play in that game. Inscription. That's a stream game.
Did he play it?
Dano, don't watch your Let's Play. Wait.
Is this the card game?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know what it is. I know what it is. I saw the MatPat video on it.
It's a good game.
Oh, my ears.
Now you're really loud.
Johnny, you cranked your mic a bit too much there.
Now you're muted.
Now it's too quiet. There
we go.
What?
Yeah, your mic is...
Find the Goldilocks zone, Johnny.
You're okay.
Find the Goldilocks zone.
Sinna, number four. Okay. Sinna, number four.
Okay.
Go.
Okay.
That's good.
I'd say my fourth favorite... Okay. I say my fourth favorite video game would be like... I'm trying to remember which order this is in. Let me write this down. Hold on. So it's this
one.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, my God. Please.
Hurry up, bro. We got
sorry.
To do.
We gotta bring Dejus onto the podcast.
1 minute? 1 minute or I'm cutting you off.
Oh my God. I'd say number four would be like sucks. It's been an hour. But like probably Marvel Rivals, I guess, at this point.
Crazy.
Bro!
Crazy.
That's crazy. That's fair. The top five guys.
What rank are you, by the way?
Ooh! No, not Rivals. No, it's not. It's Overwatch. Number four is Overwatch.
Ooh. You know what?
Okay.
Overwatch in its prime is a good take.
You. I understand you.
Then number three, where did Cena go? Okay, number three is Danganronpa V3.
you gotta die.
How do I survive that? What's a Danganronpa?
Not only is it Danganronpa,
it's
the
worst one. Yeah.
So what's it? Can you explain to me what Danganronpa?
Dude, wait. So wait, is two and one gonna be your? Top three? No way.
Two and one.
It's like Squid Game, but they're kids.
Kind of. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's like a death game. It's very popular.
Got
it's
it.
Not great. But
game.
Number two, or wait, where am I? Yeah, I'm at number two. Number two is Night in the Woods.
Okay.
Which is like the choose your own adventure game.
Night in the Woods.
And then my number one.
I know. Hold on. Before you say number one, I know you have two options here.
I do.
If you say the safe option, I'm gonna be upset.
If I say the safe option,
tell
me.
You can take the bread, or you could take the lottery ticket.
I'm gonna say Jelly Bean's taste was goated, man. And
I'm romp. Can I guess? Because I don't know what it is.
You're not gonna guess it.
I'm guessing a Persona game.
I do like Persona, but no.
No, he doesn't read.
Somebody's favorite game was Portal. Was it? Was that Jelly Bean?
Just say it. Say it.
Persona 5.
Show us who you really are.
I think my favorite game of all time. Is Detroit Become Human.
Okay. I like that game. What, do you not like
is that
game?
Was that the safe one or no?
That was... The safe one was Balatro.
Oh, I do
Johnny,
like Balatro.
Do you just, like, hate robots and want them all to be our, like, slaves, basically?
I love robots. I think that Detroit Human... I think David Cage is a weird guy who makes weird games that he thinks are way better than they are. That's my
take. Detroit Become Human...
Heavy
listen,
Rain is horrible.
I think Detroit Become Human is the best game ever because it teaches us that robots should be respected and treated as equals. Robots,
Dano,
listen to me.
Detroit
when you're downloading
human.
The internet, robots, and looking for who
robots,
supports you and who to eliminate.
Dano.
No, target
Dano.
Johnny
Dano.
Razor.
Dano.
I'm supporting you.
No, Dano.
He said
understand.
That he hates Detroit.
I like Detroit Become Human. It's not a video game. It is a choose-your-own-adventure movie.
Yeah,
it is a movie.
You
can't
put that
say
bad
it's
boy
the
on
best
a disc.
Video game because it barely qualifies as a game.
Robots are still
it's
mad though,
bro.
Listen, hey, it's a form of media. You know, Stanley Parable is barely a game. It's a choose-your-own-adventure movie, but we consider
Parable
that art.
But Stanley Parable is a critique on choice in video games. It's a parody of itself.
Detroit Become Human is a speech
evil.
On robots.
Ooh.
And slavery.
Wait, in Detroit Become Human, can you like walk around and stuff, or is it
yes.
just?
Yes, you can walk around.
You can walk
but
around.
It's a game.
In the predetermined.
I don't think that's the
path.
Definition of a game. You can walk
no,
around.
Would you?
In
would
it.
You
it's
well,
a game, but you can't say it's the best. Like I'm not arguing that it's a game, but you can't say that it's the best game because of its story. The
wait,
gameplay of Detroit
wait,
Become Human
wait,
is Sinna. So. I don't care. I don't care. It is not up in top five.
Wait, Cinnamon.
It's not in top 10. It's not in top 100. It doesn't like it doesn't have the qualification. You're telling me Elden Ring is lower on your list than Detroit Become Human? Get the fuck out of my podcast.
I hope so. I don't want you here.
I don't want you anywhere.
Wait, Cinnamon. You said you played Persona, right?
I've played. I got to the end of Persona 5 and then died halfway through the final palace, and then I rage quit the game and never played it again.
So
you put Detroit Become Human above
and you
Persona 5.
I know. That's what I'm gonna say, dude.
Johnny, I didn't finish it.
I think we need to have
I'm still your friend. Okay.
Detroit is a game.
Thank you, Bundan. I love you, Bundan.
My opinion of you has not changed.
I think when I told C-Dot this,
you know, in Morrowind, they have like the friendship meter above, like on every character. Yeah. Mine just went down.
Ooh. I'm not known for having good taste.
I think I'm the only one that's on your side with Detroit. I really like that game. I really loved it.
Yeah, Shana, you said something, and then I felt like Johnny
that's
yelled at
you. Like,
you
I've played
my
a lot of games. I've played. Wait, did you say it's because I like Disney that I like Detroit Become Human?
Yeah,
who said that? That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
No, it's a good game. It's a good game. Dude, it's also like the actors in it and everything are so great. Dude, what's
actors?
Actors.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with what you just said. It's a great game because of the actors.
All right, Cyberpunk has actors in it. All right?
Cyberpunk,
it doesn't matter. It's got actors in it too. Cyberpunk would be a lot worse if it didn't have Keanu Reeves in it. All right, he's a good actor, and he makes a lot of the game better.
Honestly, I think it would be better because they wouldn't be relying on the star power of Keanu Reeves to sell.
You think Cyberpunk would be better without Keanu Reeves?
Maybe. I don't know.
Get out of my podcast, Johnny. You quit the podcast. You're a guest now. Leave.
Fine.
Leave.
I will. And I'll never come back. The next episode, the universe is a different one.
YouTube. Sorry. We just started Rumble Pack lore, by the way.
Oh my god. Dano's saying things, and then Johnny's yelling at me. What? Like, I don't want to understand.
Yeah, you.
What happened? This isn't fair.
Thank you, Cinnamon,
that's a funny
for coming on the Rumble Pack podcast.
Thank you.
Guys,
for
the final thing of the episode, guys, we should all, you know, take the headphones off, and we should all yell YouTube for those in and just, like, jump back onto something.
We should have done that for the Deejus episode. Yeah, dude, right. It would have been really funny if I was just saying stuff the whole episode and we were yelling at Deejus for it. Like, I could say, I hate women, and then you would say, like...
Guys.
Damn.
I don't
hate
women.
Damn.
Hi.
Why are you British?
Hello.
Cinnamon, can you be more respectful? You end
are
the podcast.
Done?
I'm done.
Are we done?
YouTube.
Bye.
YouTube.
Unsubscribe. We don't want you here.